Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. 8:50. We always like to visit with our friend Anna Radilat, Washington correspondent for ctmirror.org. Ms. Radilat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You're not surviving a snowstorm in D.C., are you? It seems like every time we either talk to you
or David
Lightman, it's snowing down there.
Oh, no. It's a beautiful day.
Nice.
Hopefully it'll get past 40 degrees today.
That would be nice.
Oh my gosh,
that would be nice.
Great.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start? Well, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, let's start with your story from yesterday, or March 11th, about the Pentagon budget by the president that would increase EB's production of Virginia class submarines from 2 to 3 next year. That's pretty significant, isn't it?
It's huge if it comes to pass. I mean, Congress still has to approve the spending, and there's kind of a dodgy way that this budget came up with its very high figure of $750 billion for the Pentagon.
Ouch.
So part of this is not budgeted normally. Part of this money, I think about $160 billion, is budgeted from the overseas contingent, the OCO.
Right.
And forgetting what the acronym stands for a minute.
It's sorry. Don't worry.
It's the Overseas Contingency Operations Fund.
Ah, yes, okay? yes, indeed.
And it that money is usually considered emergency money. You know, an account that the Pentagon has that doesn't have to go under
right.
budget caps or be restricted by Congress, that is used for wars, you know, because if the United States all of a sudden faces a hostile situation
right.
that it didn't expect, it has to have some money to respond to it.
Right.
So, but this is usually used for wars, and the president is using part of that money to fund weapons programs like the sub program.
Well, I also saw, Anna, that he wanted to switch some money around if it is set aside for emergencies, since he's decided there is an emergency, although I think the Senate or the House votes on it. Today, is it? I don't know. But, you know, he'd use that to build the wall.
There is some money also in the military construction budget
and
in other pockets and other agencies, but the Pentagon's part of it is about $3.5 billion. In the military construction budget, that's the budget that's used to build stuff at bases and repair, facilities domestic and foreign military bases.
Mm-hmm.
And that fund, surprisingly, had more than $72 million for construction at the sub-base in Groton this next year. And that's a big deal. That's a new pier.
God.
That's a big modernization of that base. The reason military construction money is important is because if there's another round of base closings, you want your base to be in tip-top shape.
Right. When does our new BRAC commission meet? Are they going to be up again soon?
Well, every time, and this is, you know, this would be in the bill that Congress passes to fund the Pentagon budget, they've put in every year an amendment saying there can't be a new BRAC.
Okay.
All right.
So Congress has steadfastly resisted presidential calls for another BRAC.
Okay.
And but at some point, you know, push is going to come to shove, and there will be a need for a new BRAC, and you want your base to be in good shape. So if Congress does not approve the money for the wall that the president has put in the Pentagon bill,
right.
then the president will probably take unspent military construction money.
And put it
to the wall.
For the wall. Yeah.
What's the chance that this bill doesn't make it through? Are there roadblocks that you see could prevent Congress from passing it?
No. The Pentagon bill is the one spending bill that Congress passes every year.
Okay.
Now, what might happen is that it is trimmed down.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's where the sub comes into play.
Okay.
You know, they've budgeted $10.2 billion for three subs next year.
Yikes.
And that's going to be an attractive target for other lawmakers,
right, exactly,
who are trying to save their
Which brings us to the other part of your story, ctmirror.org, is that, you know, a lot of the food stamps, Medicaid, they may be getting, is it a decrease in the increase or is it a true cut?
It is a true cut because over the last 2 years, Congress agreed, Republicans and Democrats, to take off the sequestration caps of, you know, some. Not to get too technical, but there was a budget cap, okay? And so they took it off. But the budget cap comes back on this year because the agreement was only for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that means a reduction in all, you know, in both. It's supposed to be a reduction in both military and domestic spending.
Right.
But, you know, the president has this workaround to increase military spending, but there's no workaround for the domestic spending. So that is a true cut.
And let's not forget that John Larson's also fighting for the F-35.
Yes, and now he's got a new, you know, the president started his administration inviting, you know, the defense contractors to Mar-a-Lago to talk about, you know, their planes, and it seems like he paid attention to Boeing. It looks like the F-15X, which is an advanced model of the F-15, maybe in competition for the F-35.
All right.
And it sounds like this will be interesting for our people in our state to keep an eye on, and we're glad we have you down there to take care of that. Anna Radelat from ctmirror.org, praying for above 40 weather in our nation's capital. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks,
have a great day. Bye-bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!